Welcome to Kuvera's weekly digest on the most critical developments related to business, finance, and the markets. In this edition, we talk about the CBI's furs on a Biocon executive and Dewan Housing's Watto and Brothers. Over the past few days, southwest monsoon has continued to advance across most of the country. That's good news for farmers and people scorched by this summer's record high temperatures, although floods have ravaged Assam. But we are not here to talk about rainfall alone. As we write this weekly newsletter, there is a cloud hanging over Mumbai amid a tussle for power to control Maharashtra's destiny. And in the corporate world this week, a dark cloud engulfed the company founded by India's most famous woman entrepreneur. The Central Bureau of Investigation this week booked an executive of pharmaceutical and biotech major Biocon subsidiary Biocon Biologics on bribery allegations. This could turn out to be extremely embarrassing for Kiran Mazumdar Shah, Biocon's founder and chairwoman. The CBI has alleged that senior officials of the Central Drugs Standard Control Organization colluded with executives of Biocon Biologics to waive the Phase 3 clinical trial of the insulin aspart injection. The CBI arrested five people in connection with this case. These include India's Joint Drugs Controller Aswara Reddy and L. Praveen Kumar, Associate Vice President and Head of National Regulatory Affairs at Biocon Biologics. The allegations come less than 4 months after Biocon Biologics struck its biggest acquisition, buying the biosimilars assets of U.S.-based Viatris for $3.335 billion, or more than 26,000 crore rupees at current exchange rates. The CBI this week also filed an FIR against the brothers Kapil Wadhawan and Dheeraj Wadhawan, the erstwhile promoters of Dewan Housing Finance Corp. Limited. Dewan Housing was one of India's biggest mortgage lenders until a few years ago, before going bankrupt in late 2019. Last year, it was acquired by Piramal Group. The CBI has alleged that the Wadhawan brothers cheated a consortium of 17 banks led by the government-owned Union Bank of India to the tune of 34,615 crore rupees. This makes it the biggest banking fraud probed by the agency till date. At this size, the DHFL case has now dwarfed the infamous 23,000 crore rupee ABG shipyard fraud case. The latest case compounds the woes of the Wadhawan brothers, who are also being probed by the CBI in connection with alleged corruption involving Yes Bank founder Rana Kapoor. Even the enforcement directorate has been probing Kapoor and the Wadhawans, who are accused of siphoning off funds through suspicious transactions. Cloud over fintechs. The Indian stock markets finally ended the week in the green, although analysts feel things could get much worse before they get any better. The BSE Sensex was up 2.3%, while the Nifty 50 did slightly better, gaining 2.4%.